entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 210.
And it's Monday!
I forgot, I didn't know what day it was.
November 20th, 2017. I feel like there was a coup.
There was a coup there to was take. Like
you took a my coup. Spotlight. That's what happened.
No, you tried to steal my spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Ruben, I'm already uncomfortable.
All right, well, without further ado... Good. My girlfriend Carmen is on the podcast. Carmen, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Jeff is here again as well.
For a second there, I thought you were going to forget about me.
Well, it's easy to do when you leave early or don't show up at all. But we'll forgive you. And you're back.
I'll be the new Jeff in coffee.
Oh, no. It's a double coffee episode. Fitz, he's back and he's bigger than ever.
I know we've got a couple things we're going to do. We're going to play the yes-no game with Carmen.
Ooh.
And we're going to...
We haven't done that in a while.
We haven't done that in a while. Jeff has got a fairy tale for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Leighton, you have something brand new.
I have something brand new.
The brandest of news.
And since I brought Carmen, I don't have anything else that I'm going to be talking about on the podcast.
That was his mic drop.
That was my segment.
So your segment, your contribution to this episode of the podcast is that your girlfriend is here.
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
So let's start with the yes-no game.
Well, do we have any feedback?
Do we have feedback?
I don't have any feedback.
We have feedback. We were threatened that if we don't post the podcast episode...
That's true.
Post-haste, then we will be... I don't know.
He didn't really.
Are we gonna
he
lose?
Didn't say.
He didn't really say what he would do.
What the consequences?
Are they gonna
were.
Stop listening?
But it would happen after Thanksgiving. But something would happen.
Yeah.
I feel like you can win more flies with honey than with
vinegar.
With vinegar. So maybe instead of threatening us, he should tell us that if we do a good job of posting the podcast on time,
then he'll...
I don't know. I mean, something positive.
Well, I mean,
who left?
I would take money.
It was Mitch. Yeah.
Mitch has been owning the feedback bit of the podcast.
Yeah. True. Come on, other fans.
He's like the lifeblood of the feedback.
Yeah.
He always threatens to say, like, if we don't have, like, an extra long episode of any certain week, of any given week... Then he tells me, like, I'll go onto Facebook and then I'll reply to the French Press podcast's page, new episode or longer episodes or we riot. Like, that's what he's gonna, like, try to start a riot.
A Facebook riot?
Well, I don't know.
He'd probably try to start one of those chains, you know. Post this, share it, or tag one of your friends.
If you love Jesus, tag one of your friends.
Yeah. If you love Jesus, tag one of your friends and tell them.
And then if you
to
don't,
rag
you're totally
upon
ashamed.
The French press.
You're 100% ashamed.
Yes.
And, like, I question your salvation.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have any more feedback?
No.
Carmen, do you have any feedback for us?
I don't think so.
Okay. No. Why don't you tell us what?
She's so nervous.
So nervous. I hate these things.
Carmen, ooh. Carmen is going.
You're a little flustered there, Ruben.
No, I just bumped the table. Carmen is going to graduate from school in a few weeks, and it's going to be exciting and cool. And what? Why are Leighton?
This is like when you're leading songs, or when you're, like, leading out in a small, you know, group singing group, and, like, everybody just starts laughing. And you know you did something, but you're not sure what it was.
Oh, I don't think I did anything. I think it's just laughing.
Well, no, you did something.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to introduce the listeners to Carmen.
Right.
I'm trying to paint a picture.
Sorry. Go ahead and keep painting.
And
now you lost your train of thought.
No, I'm flustered.
Sorry, Ruben. I'll serious face.
But Carmen is at Hillcrest right now, going through their nursing program, and she's almost done with a big part of it. Which is the
LPN, yeah.
PN program. Mm-hmm. I get those confused. LPN, RN, CNA. I know they're all letters.
MMA.
MMA.
NBA.
LOL.
MMLT.
SMH.
That's the kind of degree. That's the title I want. I'm an SMH PhD.
I think you're just an LOL. Anyway. And then after that, you'll be getting a job as a nurse. Is there any more that you want to tell us about who you are or what you're doing? Does that pretty much wrap it up?
That's pretty much it. I am in school full time and work full time. I mean, the rest of the time. So very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to be done. Super excited about graduating.
How long have you been?
Don't I sound like it? I'm super excited about graduating.
Yeah. How long have you been, how long have you been a student and also working?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years full time.
For some reason, I thought that you were at Hillcrest for longer than that.
I've been at Hillcrest for 3.5 years.
Okay. So you've lived in a dorm for the last 3.5 years.
With 30 other girls for 3.5 years.
Whoa. That's
but
intense.
Don't worry, to give a better idea.
No, it's not intense. It's in a dorm.
To give a better idea, though, it's not just 30 girls. It's whenever you establish, a good friendship with any, some of those girls, then they leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Layton met you and left while you were there at Hillcrest, right?
When did you leave?
July of last year.
Of 16?
Yes.
I went in June of 14, so you left, 2 years into my thing. Yeah, it's a long time, and you get to know these people. I've been through 3 or 4 groups of girls now.
Wow.
And finally you just it's so hard to keep making friends anyway.
I'm surprised you haven't moved out into an apartment.
I'm surprised I haven't too.
All right, let's play the yes no game. Jeff, can you time us?
Yeah, what's the time limit here?
There is no 3 minutes.
3 minutes
is
the usually
goal, but set a stopwatch.
You're gonna have to explain the rules to me again, though.
Yes, Layton and I, Jeff is excluded because he's watching the clock. We will be asking you questions, and you can answer with anything besides yes or no, and you can't repeat your answer.
I can't say yes or no.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. That is the
cannot
goal is
say
for
yes
you
no.
to avoid those two words.
Okay.
And you can't repeat yourself. We'll be lenient, but you can't repeat yourself by saying sometimes or. You can't repeat the answer you give.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps. We'll have none of that.
We will have none.
And you do need to answer in a, don't burn up time with your responses either.
Yeah, try
as
to rapid
as
fire.
Possible. Okay.
Those are the contestants that are
I am ready.
The best.
All right. Make sure you stay very close to the microphone because it only picks you up if you're close.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Jeffrey?
I'm ready.
All right. Three.
Ready.
You kind of
set,
tough.
Go.
What is your middle name?
Rose.
And are you? How many siblings do you have?
Five.
Five siblings. Who's the oldest?
Dennis.
Who's the youngest?
Carrie.
Who's Carrie married to?
Layton.
Do you like Layton?
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Dennis just recently moved down to Florida.
He did.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Florida?
Sarasota.
Do you plan on going to Florida anytime soon?
I do.
When?
December. After I graduate.
For Christmas?
For Christmas, are Carrie and I also invited to this?
You are invited.
Oh, goody.
Am I invited?
You're invited, Ruben.
Thank goodness, because I hate flying alone. Do you hate flying alone?
I do. Okay. Hate flying alone.
When? when what was the last plane ride you took?
When I went up to Chicago.
Which airline did you fly with?
American?
American Express?
American Express.
Oh, wait, they do trains. I always get that mixed up. Oh, my stars.
Where are we at with the time?
A minute 17.
Oh, good. Okay, we still got time.
Got time.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about your family. Let's talk about hobbies. What are some of the hobbies you enjoy? Maybe it's a top two.
Top two. If I'm going to go do something, probably hiking or something outside if I'm going to be inside, reading.
Hiking. Do you have a favorite trail?
Probably Hawksbill or Thousand Foot Bluffs.
Hawksbill is my personal favorite.
Hawksbill's beautiful. I love Thousand Foot Bluffs because it's... Excuse me, Mike. and glasses.
When was the last time you went to Hikes?
That place? Hawksbill.
Hawksbill.
That's where I wanted to propose to my wife.
A good year and a half, yeah. Because I am in school and I don't get out much.
So. As that was the mountain that we almost...
Came. Almost.
Almost.
Proposed on.
Yeah. Would you say you have, do you have a problem with speeding?
I do have a problem with speeding.
How many tickets That's have you gotten in the last year?
I'm not telling you.
So you admit that you have a lead foot.
I have a lead foot. Like my grandmother.
Grandmother speeds.
What's your favorite food?
Favorite food, either Italian or I don't know.
Do you like Olive Garden?
It's good. It's not as good as like the little non-chain restaurants.
What about American food?
Like French fries.
Those are French.
They're amazing.
Those are French.
French fries. What are your made favorite American. Kinds
of French fries?
McDonald's.
From who? McDonald's.
Burger King isn't.
No.
Ooh.
McDonald's.
Oh!
Fine. I can't say no. Oh, I almost beat Carrie.
2 minutes and 55 seconds.
That was long. I think the problem is Layton and I are not that good at asking questions.
No, you guys don't ask yes-no questions. You ask.
Well, we're trying to get you rolling.
So, no, yeah, the key is actually to ask them noun questions. Questions that require nouns.
Like you did, and then you baited me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we tried it several times.
You ask several noun questions in a row that you can just, like, have the contestant, like, spit out answers. Hawksbill Craig. I like hiking.
Just, yeah.
French fries. Do you like Burger King?
No.
No.
Because they're bad.
Yeah. Actually, I like Burger King.
Do you like Burger King fries?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan.
All right.
But the best ones, Arby's curly fries.
Mm. They always are really crunchy and good.
I feel like those are in a different category of French fries.
Yeah, they're not really a French fries.
We're just talking about normal French fries. Chick-fil-A's French fries are the best.
Chick-fil-A has some really good French fries, but I still say McDonald's.
Because Chick-fil-A's are like, are good because they're waffle, but they are all soggy. They're always soggy.
And I haven't had supper yet, and we need to stop discussing food.
Okay.
What's your favorite burger at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, what's your favorite burger?
All right, I have a separate set of questions. Right. This is the segment that I was going to get to. A separate set of questions.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ruben, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask questions, but you need to first, I'm going to ask a question about you.
Okay.
And then you will write down the answer.
Oh, okay.
And then Carmen will say the answer.
Oh, no. Is this like one of those? Oh,
yep, it is.
One of those.
We've only been dating, what, 2.5 months? What if we don't know each other that well?
That's okay.
Okay.
I still think it would be interesting.
Okay, go. All
right, so, shoot.
All right, first question. What is Ruben's favorite color? Write down your answer, Ruben.
Green more than blue, but not light blue.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's exactly what he said.
It is blue, but you're right. It depends what it would be. And like Notre Dame's jerseys, I like their green ones better. But if it's something I'm wearing, I like blue better.
Blue better.
But you're right.
Also count it as a point.
Not light blue.
I would still call that correct because, I mean, she did answer with like, it was a very educated answer.
Because we've talked about it.
I keep bumping the mic.
Oh,
it's fine. Okay. All right, next question. What is Ruben's like favorite category of food?
Mexican. Like every day, all day. Morning, noon, and night.
Okay.
Yep, that is right.
All right. Next. What would you say is Ruben's like favorite pastime?
Ooh, hold on, don't answer yet. Let me think about this. Favorite pastime?
Leisure time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking.
Something to pass. The leisure time.
Mm. Okay. Can you see what I'm writing down? Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. He's written. You may answer.
I would say either watching Notre Dame or playing Call of Duty. I don't know.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I didn't even think about Call of Duty, but I put down football.
Football. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Next question.
But that Call of Duty probably would have been a better answer.
What is the name of Ruben's podcast? Actually, let's go with both.
with both
podcasts.
Which podcast are you on right now? Okay. Yeah. French Press. And I know it. Oh, goodness. I do know this.
I'm starting to question Ruben if she really knows you.
No, no, yeah, this is the deal breaker here.
What is it about?
It's about football, but I don't.
About what team?
Notre Dame.
What other name do they go by? What is their, like, their?
Oh, it's Irish Sports Talk.
Yeah,
very good. All right, I guess we'll count that.
You took a few prods.
It should have been right off the top.
Are you keeping actual score?
No. Okay. I'm just making these questions up as I go.
You pretend to be looking at your
yeah, exactly. Well, it makes it look like I actually have a list.
Scroll down a little bit here.
All right. I can't think of any other questions.
Okay.
Are there any questions that you wonder if she knows about you, Ruben? Oh, who's Ruben's best friend?
Well, there's a small clan.
But out of the small clan, who is the bestest?
I'm not sure what I would say.
I don't either.
Plead the fifth.
Out of all of Ruben's relatives, who is he closest to? I'll make it easy.
Probably you.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Ruben, write my name down.
You didn't know I'm related to Johnny?
You are?
I'm not, no.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Okay.
I'm still
that was pretty good, Layton.
Thank you.
Creative, timely. I mean, it wouldn't have worked, if, you know, next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all could quiz each other on each other.
Not bad. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think Ruben knows me that well. We're basically strangers.
Jeff. Did you have more, Layton, that you wanted to share?
No.
I almost feel like there was a follow-up to last week's story about the internet problems you had. Did you get a separate modem and router?
Okay, yeah. I did get a call while I was at work from a guy who was supposed to, a technician that was supposed to show up at my house. And he did. He showed up at my house, but I wasn't able to be there to let him in. And so he just called me, and then he was like, hey, I'm at your house. Ooh.
Catch me outside.
How about that?
How about that?
He asked me, like, what issues am I actually having? And I told him, like, I'm having to constantly reboot my router. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, well, that's a common problem with the router that you have. So I'm like, why did you give me that router in the first place?
Exactly.
If it's a common problem. He said, well, you have a couple of options. You can either wait for them to have an update, because they are working. They are aware of the problem. Technicolor, who makes that router.
That's my favorite line when there's a bug on someone's website. I just tell them, yeah, I mean, it's a known issue, and they're working on an update, and they'll have it fixed in a week or two.
Yeah.
And it's true, but it's also kind of a cop-out, too.
Oh, definitely.
But anyway.
So he said you can either wait for an update, because they're working on one, or you can take the router. He said, like, I can't swap it out for you even if you would let me in, because I've already swapped out a couple today.
So he's out of fresh routers.
He's out of them. He's fresh out of routers. So he said, so since I can't swap it out, what you could do is take that router, unplug it, and drive to North Webster, where one of our outlets is at, and swap it out there for free. I don't want to make that trip. And then the third option that you could do is tell Mediacom that you want to return that router and go buy your own. And I said, that's probably what I'm going to do. So did we cover?
Last week, you were ordering a modem while we were recording.
Oh, I never actually ordered one.
Well, you were looking it up on Amazon after you obviously smashed that Amazon link.
I smashed the link, but then I never followed through with actually purchasing something.
You're probably better off, not that I'm an expert in the field, but from experience, you're probably better off buying a modem and then a router.
So modem first, then router.
Like
you need the modem. It won't work without a modem.
Oh,
but don't get a modem that has Wi-Fi built in, is what I'm saying. Because those usually aren't as good.
There's conflicting reports going on here. I thought you told Layton the exact opposite.
No, I told him to turn off the Wi-Fi on his modem and just get a Wi-Fi router.
Oh.
But since the modem is the issue, then...
Yeah.
I don't know what you're fiddling with, but you should probably stop. There you go, Jeff. Put that router down.
A router.
What luck.
Jeff, why don't you go ahead and read our fairy tale to put us to sleep?
Why, sure. I'm not sure this is a sleepy time fair tale.
Very few of your stories actually are.
Yeah. All right, so this one actually, I came across in here, and I'd heard it before on the Myths and Legends podcast.
Dun, dun, dun!
And I don't remember it being this short on the podcast, so obviously he, like...
Elaborated it
and made it more...
He embellished it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Anyways, here goes.
Well, what's it about, or what's the title? Tease us a little
bit. The title is The Singing Bone.
And it's like the funny bone?
You'll never guess what it is until you hear it, so...
Okay.
In a certain country, there was once a great lamentation over a wild boar that laid waste the farmer's fields, killed the cattle, and ripped up people's bodies with his tusks. The king promised a large reward to anyone who would free the land from this plague, but the beast was so big and strong that no one dared to go near the forest in which it lived. At last, the king gave notice that whosoever should capture or kill the wild boar should have his only daughter to wife. Actually, I'm thinking about this now, and I do remember... the guy on the Myths and Legends podcast actually found the original of this story that's in this book. So it did it had names and stuff with it too. So anyways. Now there lived in the country two brothers, sons of a poor man, who declared themselves willing to undertake the hazardous enterprise. The elder, who was crafty and shrewd out of pride, the younger, who was innocent and simple from a kind heart. The king said, "In order that you should be more sure of finding the beast, you must go into the forest from opposite sides." So the elder went in on the west side and the younger on the east. When the younger had gone a short way, a little man stepped up to him. He held in his hand a black spear and said, "I will give you this spear because your heart is pure and good. With this you can boldly attack the wild boar and it will do you no harm." He thanked the little man, shouldered the spear, and went on fearlessly. Before long he saw the beast, which rushed at him. But he held his spear towards it, and in its blind fury it ran so swiftly against it that his heart was cloven in twain. Then he took the monster on his back and went homewards with it to the king. And as he came out at the other side of the wood, there stood at the entrance a house where people were making merry with wine and dancing. His elder brother had gone in here, and thinking that after the boar would not run away from him, was going to drink until he felt brave. But when he saw his young brother coming out of the wood laden with his booty, his envious, evil heart gave him no peace. He called out to him, "Come in, dear brother, rest and refresh yourself with a cup of wine." The youth, who suspected no evil, went in and told him about the good little man who had given him the spear wherewith he had slain the boar. The elder brother kept him there until evening, and then they went away together, and when in the darkness they came to a bridge over a brook, the elder brother let the other go first, and when he was halfway across he gave him such a blow from behind that he fell down dead. He buried him beneath the bridge, took the boar and carried it to the king, pretending that he had killed it, whereupon he obtained the king's daughter in marriage. And when his younger brother did not come back, he said, "The boar must have killed him," and everyone believed it. But as nothing remains hidden from God, so this black deed also was to come to light. Years afterwards, a shepherd was driving his herd across the bridge and saw, lying in the sand beneath, a snow-white little bone. He thought that it would make a good mouthpiece, so he clambered down, picked it up, cut out of it a mouthpiece for his horn, but when he blew through it for the first time, to his great astonishment, the bone began of its own accord to sing. "Ah, friend, thou blowest upon my bone. Long have I lain beside the water. My brother slew me for the boar, and took for his wife the king's young daughter." "What a wonderful horn," said the shepherd. "It sings by itself. I must take it to the Lord my king." And when he came with it to the king, the horn again began to sing its little song. The king understood it all and caused the ground below the bridge to be dug up, and then the whole skeleton of the murdered man came to light. The wicked brother could not deny the deed and was sewn up in a sack and drowned, but the bones of the murdered man were laid to rest in a beautiful tomb in the churchyard.
Hmm, you're right. That's not what I was expecting. But I like it, though.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of the more... It's still a dark story, but it's one of the more normal ending kind of...
Well, at least justice was...
Yeah, at least justice was served.
Serving justice.
Serve it.
That's one thing that tastes even better than fries from Chick-fil-A.
Justice?
Justice fries.
Justice fries.
Is it like freedom fries instead of just a different name?
Right.
Yeah.
American.
Did you have a thought, Carmen? You looked like you did.
I was trying to figure it out. It was like five paragraphs behind in my head.
All right. You have something, Layton?
No.
All right. Well, this is a shorter episode.
It
but
is?
It's.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're getting close
we
to being done.
What we can't are we... scrape up any additional content.
What? How many minutes are we at?
Why does it matter?
Because I have another content, another segment.
Go ahead and share it. We're at 25 minutes.
Oh my word, Ruben. Oh my, I'll find another story for that.
I should.
Well, people are busy. They've got Thanksgiving coming up. By the time they're listening to it, they don't have a lot of time for podcasts.
It's
over
true.
The holidays.
No, I do have one more segment.
Okay.
And I don't know if we should make it a regular, but I think it would be interesting to have a Dutch word learning segment.
Ooh, that'd be
Dutch
good.
Word like of the week. Pennsylvania Dutch.
Mm-hmm. It should almost be a phrase, because you can't learn with just words.
I agree. It should be a phrase.
Well, go ahead. What do you have in mind?
Okay, so I want to go deeper than just learning the phrase. I want to go into, like, how this phrase has affected modern times and how we see it in today's world. Mm. Back in the olden days.
In the olden days.
In medieval times. In Germany, where they used to speak. Well, actually, it would be the Netherlands. I think they speak Dutch in the Netherlands.
They do in Switzerland.
Yeah, that one.
It's like a variation of German, the Dutch that we know.
Right.
It's a dialect of German.
Anyways, they had like a really, really bad like system for like sick people. Whenever a person was sick, it would take a while for a doctor to come by, like a traveling doctor to come by and be like to give them aid. They would hear that like, oh yeah, there's some sick person over in this village over here. And so then the doctor would go over to that village, and then he would just shout out, like almost like a Marco Polo sort of thing, except he would shout out "Ve, du," and that means in German that means it hurts, "Es tut weh, du," and then the person would shout back "Weh, du," so that the doctor would know which house the sick person was in, or like one of the if the sick person couldn't shout back, then one of the family members would go, and then they would, then the doctor would know which house to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It is.
Seems like it would have been easier to leave a light in the window or like.
Yeah, but they all had lights on at night. They all had cloth. They all had cloth. Anyways, so but then pretty soon cities became so populated that like it was just like known that there's probably a sick person around. So they would just like people would like if they were in the medical field would just go through the streets shouting out "Vedu, Vedu, Vedu" until someone replied.
Okay. At some point I needed to correct you. It's not "Vedu," it's "Dutz Vea."
It's "Dutz Vea."
Well, are you if you're asking a question, does it hurt?
Is this This is Pennsylvania Dutch versus German.
Right.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, go ahead then.
Anyways, and so pretty soon, it just that whole, like, Vedu thing, it, like, got watered down to what we know today, the sound that ambulances make. And instead of Vedu, it's just Vedu, Vedu, Vedu. That's how it all started. So now you know that's where
that's
like
where
the
siren
comes from.
Wow,
and it's all back from our
we
ancestors.
Can be so yep. We can be so proud.
We can. That was our.
Wow, I feel like I learned so much, Layton.
German learning segment.
Right. That was kind of like a grim fairy tale where you weren't actually you didn't see
there was
it coming
a plot
until
twist.
Like the last word.
Didn't it just
word?
Blindside you guys?
It did.
It did.
All of a sudden, it was just like, oh,
how did I
it makes so much sense.
How did
now?
I never? I don't know how I never knew it before.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Quite interesting.
Well, Layton, what is the point?
The point is, Ruben. Number one. Carmen is trying to steal my spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Ruben is flustered. Number three, Carmen knows stuff about Ruben. Number four, apparently the Miller family is good at the yes-no game show. Apparently. Apparently. Number five, Jeff has a funny bone. And number six, the German, the High German, or Pennsylvania Dutch, is way more in our modern society than what you think.
All right. And what should we leave listeners with as they go throughout this next week, hopefully being thankful?
Oh, yeah, we should have a thankful segment.
Well, I just was asking for your word of the week, but anyway.
I can guess what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, the host of the family get-together. Oh, and also Carmen.
You know what? You're right. We should talk a little bit about the host of our get-together. Cause
yeah.
I've been with Layton the last couple days, and he has been...
He doesn't shut up about it.
He's been bragging this up. He makes it sound like it's as elaborate as a cruise ship.
It is!
Or an all expense paid for vacation where you can just go up to get all the pina coladas you want for free.
It's all the psuch you can handle buffet.
All the
psuch. What?
Psuch.
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 Psuch. Psuch. I would say psuch. Oh, that's it. This is another German segment. Oh my goodness! But psuch means to like converse and to discuss.
To sup.
To sup. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Psuch means
to sup.
To fellowship with.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I said.
Anyway, go ahead. Why are you so excited about this get together?
I just am every year.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be, because it is part of my family too, and I enjoy it.
Right.
You guys have a party. I mean, I've been over to your family's thing once or twice throughout the years.
The one year. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, and you just guys, you seem like you have a lot of fun together.
We do.
For a large family, you do a lot of things that other families don't normally, but it works well for you guys, and you get to have a lot of fun. You play a lot of games and stuff, involve everybody, mm-hmm. more or less.
Yeah, there's a few that we, like, banish out in a corner somewhere. Like,
this is your corner. Stay here.
Gadu.
Layton, whatever happened to the laser tagging thing?
It's happening.
It's on.
It Ooh. Is happening this year. We had a GroupMe poll, and the people have voted. The votes are in. This time their vote counts. This time it does matter. And we are going to have laser tagging this year.
Sweet.
Sky Zone is a no-fly zone.
Anyway, this get-together, it's been a big deal probably the last 10 years, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 15 years.
Is this bigger than you guys' Christmas thing, or are they both kind of equally
What is our Christmas thing?
Well, the family that we're related between, Layton and I,
yeah.
We don't do anything over Christmas.
Okay.
This is the one time of the year where we get together and psuha.
Yeah. We psuch.
Psuch. But it's a pretty big deal. It starts Wednesday.
Wednesday evening and goes till Sunday night.
Evening.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Carmen, are you nervous about it?
I'm nervous and excited. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, it gives me chills, too.
There's so many people. I don't really know what to expect.
Me, too.
So
I know exactly how you feel.
There's a lot going on. There's always puzzles and games to do. There's tables of food to snack on.
There's corners to sleep in, apparently.
There are. There's a station for every activity.
Sometimes people, it's all in one big room and or shed that you can go into. But in this big room, sometimes people just get exhausted, and there's a little corner with big bean bag that they can go sleep at.
Yep.
Take a nap. Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. Can I offer you a word of advice, Ruben, as to how to, like...
Manage
Introduce everything. Carmen to everything.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I wish I would have done is when I was introducing Carrie to the Hostetler family, is drawn an actual, like, family tree. Get a dry erase board out and, like, maybe draw, like, Grandpa and Grandma at the top and then branch out from there, show all the different...
heads of family.
Yes.
Yeah. And
all their descendants. as such.
And I always like to know who the actual siblings are versus the people that
the
are married.
The in-laws.
In. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's nice to know.
Yeah.
And over time, you can see it in their faces.
Exactly.
But.
By whether or not they have a smile or terror. The hostellers have terror. No, they don't.
They have smiles. That's a good idea.
You're welcome.
I don't think I'll do it, but anyway.
It's fine. I'll do it.
Maybe.
I just want to see someone draw a family tree.
You know, I did have, I have very vivid dreams. This is one of the dreams I had. And I
so
was,
there's
I just
more.
Got done taking a nap. No.
Oh.
And I dreamt that there was another girlfriend. I don't know who she was, but I was so thankful that there was another girlfriend. I was like, oh, you're the other new one. Good. So we can
go
together.
I thought you meant I had another girlfriend.
No. Oh, no, okay. To this hosteller thing.
There will be, won't be a girl. I think one of the cousins just started dating. I don't know if he's going to be there, but it's a guy.
No.
Sorry.
No. Mm.
Lachey.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Don't look at me like you were answering a shrug that I gave.
I was answering Jeff. Jeff looked confused.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
No, so I dreamt that one of the other guy cousins was dating another girl, and that she was going to be there with me, and that I wasn't going to be the only new one.
Well,
so
it won't
apparently
be.
I am nervous
it won't be
about
exactly.
It, if I
it won't be exactly like that. But you will have Carrie there.
Yes, I will have Carrie there.
And she.
Yeah, she's
she
a
survived.
Good. She's a faithful. She's a faithful companion. I have found.
Anything more, Leighton, you wanted to share about the hosteller get together?
It's gonna be big.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, maybe I was sounding a little disinterested.
It's
overall.
Fine.
I,
it doesn't.
I
make,
do like it.
It doesn't make me any less interested.
It just gets. It's a lot of people and
a lot of
stuff
fun.
Going on.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got, Leighton. What's our word of the week?
I think word of the week should be Carmen.